before you long. We just want to remain in a spirit of worship. And this is Palm Sunday. This is the week. This is our high week, right? We get all pumped at Christmas time because we get to see family and we get to have a meal. We get gifts. We give gifts. But this is the week that our faith is wrapped around. This is the week that's most important. We're going to put up a scripture from Matthew 21. It explains to us exactly why we call tonight Palm Sunday. If you would, read along with me. It says, when they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately. This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. That's in reference to Zechariah 9, verse 9. Then it says, the disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them and sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Now, this is the reason we call today Palm Sunday. In John 12, verse 13, it says that they were palm branches. This is in reference to Leviticus 23, where it says that the people should have a feast, and for a week they should celebrate, they should rejoice. So you see, a palm branch is about rejoicing. But Palm Sunday, we rejoice for the triumphal entry of Jesus. But at this time, they didn't understand exactly who this Jesus was. They were still looking for an earthly, carnal Savior, right? The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Hosanna means salvation. Salvation has come again. They don't understand salvation as we do today. They still were looking, these Jews, as the Jews today, are looking for an earthly Savior. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, who is this? The crowds were saying, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. Again, the thing is so many people today don't realize that our Savior has come, that the Savior truly rose. And we'll talk more about that next week. But this day, Palm Sunday, we celebrate his entry. As we come into this Holy Week, I come from a tradition where we didn't celebrate Holy Week per se. We didn't go and do feet washing on Wednesday and do the Monday, Thursday. But it's something, this is the week that we should, man, have our eyes fixed on the cross. And so the band's going to come back up. I want to read one more scripture as we transition. It's from Revelation 7, verses 9 through 15. And this is one that I always talk about when it comes to what we're doing right now, that we're being intentional about diversity. Because God's kingdom isn't segregated. And too much division exists in our city, in our society, in our nation, and across this globe. In Revelation 7, it says, after this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. And they cried out loud in a voice saying, salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, who are these robed in white? And where have they come from? I said to him, sir, you are the one that knows. Then he said to me, these are they who come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night in the temple. You see, the Jews in the beginning, in Matthew 21, when Jesus made his triumphal entry, didn't realize that salvation that had come when they shouted Hosanna was an eternal salvation. It's not an earthly salvation. It's eternal. And in that eternal kingdom that we just read about in Revelation 7, there is no white church or a black church, Hispanic church, or an Asian church. There's one church, and it's God's church. And why is that? Because Jesus purchased the church in his blood. And that's what we're going to sing about right now. We're going to sing about that victory, because the victory belongs to no one else but to Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus. Mm-hmm.